Welcome to From Caving In to Crushing It, the podcast for those who find themselves immersed in adversity and choose to write their story instead of having others write it for them. I'm Drew Duraney, and I'm your host.
Today's guest is Adam Citron. Adam's mission is simple, yet powerful, to serve his network by making profitable connections and bringing value to every interaction. As a seasoned conduit, strategist, and problem solver, Adam is passionate about fostering enduring partnerships with organizations to create an impact that goes beyond the revenue. Adam founded the Strategic Conduit, where he is devoted to connecting clients with the resources they need to achieve their goals and overcome challenges. With over two decades of experience, Adam has honed a unique ability to swiftly assess an organization's needs and in turn holistically advise and strategize, helping them to overcome challenges, achieve goals, and improve their bottom line. Relationships matter to him, and he operates with integrity, transparency, and respect in all he does. Adam is committed to establishing strong partnerships and by facilitating connections with his rigorously vetted network. Adam brings value to each interaction. Connect with Adam and see how you can work together with him. Enjoy the show. Adam, good to see you.
Hey, Drew. Good to see you as well. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I actually love talking before we start recording because we get to know each other even a little more and gives us more ideas about what to talk about here. But this just takes a life of its own, this discussion. It's really organic. But what I like to do right in the beginning is I like to thank the people who introduced me to you. So I know that we met in shared connections. So it wasn't a direct intro from Drew and Chris and it was who's the third is Jeff Lord. Those are the three who run Shared Connections. So it wasn't a direct introduction from them, but I thank them anyway, because if they didn't host that platform of Shared Connections, you and I wouldn't have met. So thank you guys.
Absolutely.
So, So Adam, I wanted to have you on because you are who I consider one of the man number threes that I've met in my life. And you and I briefly talked about what my thoughts are about the different types of men out there. But before we get into who we are as men, I like to talk about how when we're young, and it's not our parents' fault or people around us, but we're taught that life is linear, that life's a straight line. If you do these certain things, and that certain things are different from each family, then everything's going to be fine. And we, in essence, listen. And a lot of the similarities are, you go to middle school, you go to elementary school, middle school, whatever. Then you go to high school, then you go to college, and it might be graduate school. Then you would get married and have kids and rinse and repeat, and everything's going to be fine. And it's a beautiful way to think if it's actually accurate. And for a lot of us, life is linear until it's not. Something will happen on the external, exterior circumstance that kind of gets in the way of those perfectly aligned letters of A, B, and C, and moves our life to more of a circuitous route. And I like to talk a lot about defining moments. And when we get to this man number one, two, and three, to me, man number one, and we can be all three of these men in the same day, it depends on our level of awareness, but man number one is that man who's got so many blind spots and just goes through life with that belief system about the world and himself that he's carried for so many years, and life doesn't change. Then we have man number two, has a little more heightened awareness and notices when adversity hits, and then says to himself, you know what? That's a barrier, this adversity. This is life happening to me. I'm the victim. And they live through life in blame mentality, which is not healthy. And that's how they live. Ultimately, we all hope to be man number three, where we notice a shift in our life is right in front of us. Something's happening. And we see it more as a positive than a negative. And it's more of an opportunity to become a stronger person and do things differently. And it's more of life doing it for you. And, it took me four what I call faith-shaking moments 5 to 6 years ago to hit me upside the head like a 2x4 to wake me up. And it's taken some time for me to get to where I am. And I'm still a work in progress. for some people, it's that tap on the shoulder. They can say it may be God or the universe or something, and it just takes a simple shift to change. For you, I'd love for you to reach back as far as you have to and establish where that defining moment was and what it was that was either that tap on the shoulder or the defining moment, and that made you realize you're not the victim. You can control a certain aspects of your life, and you're going to make a change to make life better. Would you be willing to share that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like I've had a few of those defining moments in my life. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. Not sure we even have a long enough podcast to go through them all, but happy to share. It's very clear in my mind
right.
what those are. You know, the first one for me as I was going on that linear path was my junior year of college, actually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had a lot of fun in college, too much fun. And that kind of came to a head junior year and had to make that decision, you know, am I really absorbing and learning enough to really take me to that next stage of life? And and through a lot of introspection, talks with parents, et cetera, right? I changed schools. And I went from a mentality of let me do the minimum to kind of get by, right? Get a certain grade level, et cetera, to, you know, I remember when I changed schools, I you know, I graduated in 4.5 years because I took, you know, a little transition and last three semesters at school. And I got straight A's minus the first class was a B, but I got straight A's, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but it's because I actually paid attention to every class and every, you know, everything that was going on and took it more seriously. But I, you know, that to me was a big defining moment, right? I need to take this seriously. Would have loved to do that freshman year, but you know, I didn't get that tap on the shoulder. Nothing changed my mind. You know, that was really the first one for me. I was lucky. My career got started with, you know, with a great job with folks that I was working with, full experience. And not too long after that, and I can tell you the date, September 4th of 2003.
Okay.
Was the first day I felt symptoms of my Crohn's that I
had. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay.
And I went through hell, you know, from there. I, you know, long story short, I mean, I'm 45 years old. I have Crohn's. I've had 13 surgeries.
My goodness.
Tried all the different drugs and all of that and spent many a night in different hospitals. And that was a big defining moment for me that I just couldn't live how everyone else was living, whether it was just eating what I want or doing what I want. And I had to do things different. And still today, I have to spend a lot of time, effort, and unfortunately, a lot of money to maintain myself, right? And I tell this story a lot. People will look at me and always say the same thing, which is, first of all, you don't look 45. So I'll say it for you, Drew. No worries. and then the second is, well, you look healthy. Like, what do you mean you had 13 surgeries and you have Crohn's? Oh, and I had my large intestine completely removed.
Wow. Right?
And all of these things. And it's like, well, yeah, it's because I intentionally put that effort in every day. That changed my life completely.
Of course it does. Yeah.
And still affects it because if I don't do what I need to do on a daily basis, you know, I could be sitting on a couch for 3 days with a horrible upset stomach, brain fog that I can't think at all, and I'm useless as a human being.
Okay. My goodness. That really was a shift that you had to take. And I mean, they had to raise your awareness of who you are as a person. Now, you don't question for you, as far as we use the word defining, how do you as an individual who has endured the effects of Crohn's disease not define yourself by the illness and more define yourself as Adam, who just happens to have this illness? I know that's a challenge.
It's a great question. And surely I've gone in and out of feeling bad for myself. No way that's not the case, right? My last four surgeries were 2018 and 19 and just kind of ended right before COVID. I mean, it was hell.
Right.
I don't give myself a choice. You know, I was talking with my daughter the other day, she's 11 years old. And I said that to her, you know, I don't give myself a choice. Right. And she said, but you have a choice, Dad. You can eat gluten. You can go and eat chocolate, right? But you're going to feel bad.
Right.
And I said, no, sweetie, I don't give myself a choice.
Right. Right.
I don't sit there and say, well, should I have gluten or not? Because I really want to taste the Dunkin' Donuts or whatever.
Right. Right. Right.
The bread, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
but I don't give myself that choice. And I did that early on
Mm.
because that's my way of being Adam. And so Adam just happens to be, I'm very specific about what I put in my body.
Of
I
course.
often eat meals before I go to holiday dinners because it's not about the food for me. It's about being with people,
Of course, I
right? And
understand.
I will make sure that my body gets what it needs so Adam can be the best Adam as possible. And I do what I have to do. And that's just me and me doing it. And
Right. You know,
so
it's interesting. It's very insightful, your daughter's part, age 11, because she's accurate when she says you have a choice.
yes.
And you're accurate in saying that you're not giving yourself that choice. And in and of itself, you're making a choice
Yes.
not to give yourself a choice. And for her at 11 to have that insight is wonderful. And I hope for her sake she takes that advice that she gave you throughout her life. In essence, we all have choices. That's a lot of times why when I talk about on this episode, on this podcast and today's episode too, is that we do have a choice what we allow ourselves to think about ourselves. And ultimately, these dark thoughts will creep into our head in an effort for our ego to try to protect us.
Yeah.
Because it's used to protecting us between fight and flight, but life is not that linear. And so the choices we make will make an impact on our lives depending on how aware we are about who we are as people. So in your life, when you got control, and not control of the Crohn's, but control of the fact that what you're going to allow yourself to do and not do, and that has bettered your life. Right? Because you're not lying on the couch for 3 days with a d killing stomach and the brain fog. What have you been able to do in other aspects of your life to be able to give yourself the choice not to give yourself choices to make things worse, whether it's professional or other parts of your personal life? What tools do you have in your tool belt?
That's a great question. I have a lot of tools, man. I've gone through a lot of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I had a 25-minute meditation sitting outside of my balcony this morning. Like that to me is everything. It for my body, my mind, my brain. And I know the things, right? Whether it's working out, staying hydrated, and just those types of things. Because again, a lot of it's physical for me personally. And my brain will typically go through a spiral if I don't have all of those things in the right place, as well. And so it's again figuring out over the years lots and lots of trial and error of what works best for me, but how have I applied it? I mean, I've been through divorce, right? And kind of how I handled divorce and even handle co-parenting, right? My co-parent and I, we put a lot of effort into being a good relationship together for our daughter. It showed up there. I lost my father last year
I'm
in
sorry.
2023 in January, which we met soon after, and I shared that with you. But really, I think one of the biggest things is professional. And my business is about 2 years old, and I've owned some businesses. I've been partners in some businesses. I was lucky enough to have my business acquired when I was younger. I've worked with some folks, but right after my surgeries in 2018, 2019, I really thought through what I wanted to do next, how I can support myself fully. Because number one, I'm not a cheap human being. Everything I do is very healthy for you, and nothing's covered by insurance. So my body is a huge investment financially. And then just having the freedom to do what I need to do in the best way possible. Part of that for me is working from home, right? I got my daughter 50%, sometimes a little more than 50%, and I need to be around to be an involved parent. So going to an office or driving around just didn't work for me. Living on in someone else's world and someone else's rules and trying to fit around what they need if I was an employee. It just long term would not work for me, no matter how flexible an employer is. In the end, they're your employer and they're paying you to do your job. So
100%.
I put strategic in the name of my company because I took a lot of strategy and I defined what do I want this to look like and why. And the freedom of having my own business, of just relying on myself, of being able to take off when I need to sit back and relax, because I can't push through when my body feels like crap. I'm not
Yeah,
going to be good for
absolutely.
anyone.
Yeah, nope.
That was a big deal. So over COVID, I had a full-time consulting gig, did a couple of
Right.
other consulting things, and had a great
Right.
role and was helping someone build a company and
Right.
decided to move on. And knowing myself, sleep is a huge for everyone, let
Yep.
alone myself. I know what that means to me and
Absolutely.
how it affects me. So,
Yeah.
I decided, because I didn't feel like I had the physical ability to build something while I was doing something else full time, I
Sure.
wasn't able to put in that extra 6 hours at night
Right.
after a normal day because my
Right.
body wouldn't let me.
Right.
I took a risk and jumped in. So I
Good
remember
for
the
you.
day
Yeah.
that I told the person I was consulting for that I'm done, and I didn't know what I was going to do. But I knew the general concept, all the
Yeah.
things that I kind of mentioned, and the freedom, and what I was trying to build, and why.
Sure.
Through a process for a few months, not having any income, and just saying, I'm going to invest in myself. Well, maybe I buy a business, maybe I build a business, and I explore, multiple things throughout that process. Ended up coming
Right.
with this particular concept. But the key there is that I took a risk on myself, and I said, listen, the only way I'm going to get from here to where I'm going to go
Right.
and what I need to accomplish is to take a risk. And the risk is, myself,
I love that. I love
investing in
that.
myself and, knowing that I will make it happen one way or another. And I need to full-time focus on making that happen. And so I did that.
Good for
And
you.
I'm really, really, really grateful that I did.
That's wonderful. I'm proud of you, man. And I love hearing that. And I'm in that. I think I'm 18 months into doing what I'm doing to do that same thing. And for me to be able to surround myself with people like you who could encourage me, because I get my down moments too, just like we all do. And so thank you for sharing that. And I'm glad. I'm so grateful that you invested into yourself. The most important relationship that we can have as human beings is the one with ourself. And we need to not just feel comfortable with ourselves, but love ourselves. And for men, it's a challenge for us to look in the mirror and say, I love you. And to mean it, because we're conditioned not to be like that. And so I commend you, my friend. So tell me a little about the strategic conduit and what you do for your clients and how it feeds you each day.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a broker and a consultant.
Okay.
I really always have been, but I was mostly in the IT space, not super technical.
Right.
Always a consultant, always focusing on bringing solutions to folks,
Yeah.
helping them to understand how it benefits them, educating them, and then, they make an educated decision on what makes sense for their own
Sure.
organization. And so over the years, I expanded out the types of solutions that I would like to bring to organizations. I've
Right.
gotten away from the IT and telecom that I spent most of my career in.
Specifically, right.
I like bringing value to people.
Yeah.
I like finding these wonderful, everyone wins solutions, that aren't like everything else that are out there.
Right.
And I like bringing those to organizations. I also, I like helping other people, and I like doing it together. One of the strategic things when I went to build the business is I
Yeah.
didn't want to build a company with a bunch of employees.
Got it.
I know that's not my best skill set. And so what I chose to do is, instead of paying employees and building it out that way, I created a model where my whole business is revenue sharing. So
Okay.
one side of my business, I have, signed contractors with a whole bunch of different vendors with some really great solutions. Typically,
Okay.
they focus on increasing the top line or the bottom line for an organization. And
Okay.
most often, they're unique and people haven't heard of them when I approach them. And so, on the other side of my business, I work with, right now, I have 43 signed referral partners.
Okay.
Spend my time focusing on supporting my referral partners. They're trusted advisors in
Right.
their industry. They're ethical in what they do, and they want to bring more value to their network and their clients. And I ensure that they can do that and monetize it,
Okay.
because
Beautiful.
you should get paid for bringing value to people today, in my
Absolutely.
opinion.
Yes, absolutely.
And I have my rules, right? My vendors aren't allowed to charge more than a standard rate just to pay me. Either it's built into their model or I don't work with them.
Got it.
And so I work with all sorts of industries with different solutions in different areas that can affect an organization. Again, top
Right.
line and bottom line is where we focus.
Wonderful,
I
wonderful.
get to focus every day on helping my referral partners that are committed to bringing more value, want to create an additional revenue stream for themselves and for their family.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy it.
I love it.
I have a lot of passion around the value we bring to the end organization,
Yeah.
getting to meet new people, helping really good folks that are trusted advisors to be able to make more money in what
Yeah.
they do. And it's not just about money, but in this world, right? Typically, the folks that I'm working with that
It
are
helps.
business owners or
Yeah.
sales folks, consultants, like you're out there to make a buck and do
Well,
good, of course,
we
but we
need
need
to
money.
pay, we need to pay the bills. I agree with you 100%. And most of us are in it for what's in the heart to help. And it's that balance of the putting in the value and standing our ground that our value is worth something. And so I appreciate what you're saying about the financial piece too, because it does go hand in hand. So I commend you on that. Anything else you want to share with the audience? I know I do want to promote you because you do some awesome stuff. So folks, I know you've captured the essence of Adam Citron right now, and you want to get in touch with him. And I definitely suggest you do, even if it's just for a conversation. So on LinkedIn, connect with him on LinkedIn. And if you mention this podcast, and even if you don't, just introduce yourself to Adam. Have a call, because what he does, and I love it, he ex explores the synergies that you have with each other. And when you find a synergy with somebody and you can connect and align, it makes for a wonderful relationship. So please reach out to Adam Citron on LinkedIn. I definitely know that's going to add value to your life. So just want to mention that. So Adam, have a couple questions for you to
Yes.
give you an opportunity to use your imagination. You are now sitting down with 7 to 10-year-old Adam, and you want to give him advice about life. What are you going to tell him?
I'm gonna tell him that I'm not invincible. Because I surely, like many, definitely felt invincible until I wasn't.
Absolutely. The second question is putting a different hat on. Now you're speaking with young Adam, the young entrepreneur, young businessman, and you want to give him advice about business. What might you tell him?
I would tell him the same thing that I've shared with my nephew, who is now a sophomore in college, which is, while it is important to understand, a direction you want to do, something you want to do, potentially a career you want to get into, what I think is the most valuable, which I didn't do, which I would tell myself to do, and I've advocated for my nephew to do, is learn a lot of things. Okay, so you might want to go be an engineer. You might want to be an entrepreneur. What does that mean, right? I wish I learned a little bit more about legal. I wish I learned a little bit more about finances and accounting, and didn't think in my mind that if I learned something about, more about the law, that I'd be a lawyer, or that if I learned more about accounting, that I'd be an accountant, and
Interesting.
that, a well-rounded entrepreneur or engineer or whatever, name it. That has an understanding of other aspects, other subject matters. It gives you more flexibility in life.
Love it. Absolutely love it. That's great. Absolutely fantastic advice. It's funny that I give my guests the opportunity to do that, knowing a couple things that your younger self's not going to listen to you, nor do we really want him to, because you wouldn't be the Adam you are today, and we wouldn't be speaking if he had listened. But in a beautiful sense, the advice you're giving is really the advice from your younger self for the Adam 10 years from now. Because we hope that the Adam 10 years from now will listen to this younger self, Adam, and apply that advice. And many of us don't take our own advice, right? You find that you give advice to others, they
Yeah.
take your advice, they thrive, and we sit here and don't take our own advice. So I'm thankful for you to share that information, Adam.
Well, I'm grateful for you for having me on. I'm grateful that we had a chance to meet when we did.
Absolutely.
I think what you're doing is great. You know, men need it.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam. So everybody, please get in touch with Adam, and I want you all to sit down today and do something for yourself and take care of yourselves. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe and give us a review to help others find it. I'd like you to answer this question. Are you living the life you want to live, or are you living the life others want you to live? I'd like you to think about that for a second, because I strongly suggest you live the life you want to live. If you want to learn more about what I stand for and my services and how I'm able to help many men get out of their own way, please go to my website at www.profitcompassion.com. Feel free to also email me at drew@profitcompassion.com. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Take care of yourself and choose to write your own story instead of letting others write it for you.